Good morning, brothers and sisters. In the later months of the summer, the salmon start swimming up from around the oceans of Alaska and start going up the rivers. And fishermen, that's where they like to stand and catch these fish as they come back up the rivers. So three fishermen from Ogden, Utah, they travel up there every summer. They fly up to Alaska and charter a flight to this special river deep in the, or like, where you can't really drive there. You have to fly there by bush plane up to this river where they catch these fish. And so they charter this flight. They arrive the morning to fly up there. And the pilot looks at the flight plan and says, "There's no way we can get up there. We have to go over this huge mountain to get to this river." And the three fishers, they say, "No, don't even worry about it. We do this every year. You'll be fine." And the pilot looks at him, says, "I don't know about that. That seems a bit sketchy." But the fishers, they convince this pilot to eventually take off and fly. And as they're heading up, the engines start to get slower and slower and slower as they almost get near the top of this mountain. The pilot turns around and says, "Are you sure about this? The engines are getting pretty slow. I don't think we can make it over the top of this mountain." The fishers, they assure the pilot, says, "Oh no, we do this every year. Don't even worry about it." And so the pilot says, "All right, if you say so." They keep going up and up and get barely to the top, and then the engines stall, the plane goes down, and they make an emergency landing on the side of the mountain. The pilot turns around and says, "What? I thought you guys did this every year. Why didn't we make it over the mountain?" The fishers, they all pop out of the plane, give each other high fives, and say, "Yes, we made it farther than we did last year." Brothers and sisters, my name is Elder Coxon. I'm from Spanish Fork, Utah. I've been serving for about 4 months now. I was called to the San Diego American Sign Language branch, so all the deaf people in University City. And my companion and I, we've been in this ward for about 4 weeks now. This Sunday, I was asked to talk about a talk from conference. And so as my companion and I, we prayed over what talks to talk about, I noticed like a few different themes in this conference. Like one, to follow the prophets, make sure you're crushing those water bottles, and another, to like always maintain the peace, and straight verbatim quoting the scriptures. There's so many great things we can learn from this general conference. But one thing that stuck out to me was two conference talks, and I felt inspired to speak on those today. One of them is called "Your Patriarchal Blessing, Inspired Direction from Heavenly Father" by Elder Randall K. Bennett. And the other one, "When to Receive Your Patriarchal Blessing" by Elder Kazuhiko Yamashita, or something like that. And I thought it was interesting that none of these general conference speakers are given like a direction on what to speak about, yet two of them randomly decided to both talk about patriarchal blessings. And so I'd love to just quote a few different parts from their talks and maybe expound upon what they said. Elder Bennett first quotes from the Church Handbook, which is this giant book that they read in Utah prisons. It says, "Every worthy baptized member is entitled to receive a patriarchal blessing which provides inspired direction from your Heavenly Father." I've definitely seen that in my life as I've received my patriarchal blessing, that it's definitely been inspired direction from the short time that I've had it. Elder Bennett continues to quote President Russell M. Nelson, and he says, quote, "President Russell M. Nelson has repeatedly taught about the importance of a patriarchal blessing and is personal scripture to you. I knew that I was known and loved by my Heavenly Father and my Savior, and that they were personally involved in my life. I just love that assurance that a patriarchal blessing is that direction, that compass that we have for our lives. And here on the mission, like, we're encouraged to read that, like, once a week as part of our studies because it's personal scripture for us. The other talk that I'd love to briefly mention, the one by that name that I definitely can't pronounce, when to receive your patriarchal blessing, he touches on that many youth receive their patriarchal blessing right before serving a mission. And that's also when I received mine. But he goes to say, "My dear young men, young women, parents, and bishops, patriarchal blessings are not only for preparation to serve a mission. There is no maximum age or minimum age." And I wish that when I was a youth, I would have known that, because I would have loved to receive mine a bit earlier, but there is no maximum or minimum age, as as he clearly states, to getting that lifeline for your life. But what he does say, though, is that they don't want youth to be too immature, spiritually immature, to receive or to have too many decisions already made. He quotes, "There is no guarantee everything in your blessing will come to pass in this life," meaning that even doesn't matter what age we get it, there's still things ahead of us and there's things behind us. I'd love to quote one of Elder Yakushi does, what he says about the blessings. He says that as we receive this patriarchal blessing and follow this guidance, that will make it through this complicated time. President Russell M. Nelson has said that this is the most complicated time in the history of the world. And President Monson has described that this patriarchal blessing as a Lihona. Just like when Lehi and his family, they take a road trip into the wilderness, their Google Maps break, and they don't know how to get to the Promised Land. They have that Lihona to get them there. We have that similar patriarchal blessing to guide us through our lives and to keep us close to our Savior, Jesus Christ. I have a testimony that this church is true, and that Jesus Christ has given us these great lifelines in our lives. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.